భగవాన్ శ్రీ రమణ మహర్షిస్ అడ్వెంట్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్ ఈస్ టు హైలైట్ ది హైయెస్ట్ స్పిరిచువల్ అటైన్మెంట్ విచ్ ఈస్ సహజ సమాధి స్టేట్ దట్ ఈస్ నేచురల్ అబైడెన్స్ ఇన్ ఆత్మన్ ద సెల్ఫ్ అటైనింగ్ ఇట్ అండ్ రిమైనింగ్ ఇన్ ద నేచురల్ స్టేట్ ఈస్ వాట్ భగవాన్ టాట్ టు కావ్యగంట గణపతి ముని నాయన ఇన్ ది మంత్ ఆఫ్ నవంబర్ ఇన్ ది ఇయర్ 1907 దట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది మంత్ ఆఫ్ కార్తికేయ which is special month for this Arunachal Kshetram. So Nayana's decision to start the composition of Uma Sahasram to the Universal Mother Uma in gratitude of the Upadesam he got from Bhagavan started in the same month, that is 26th November 1907 on a Tuesday, which is also the special day of this Kshetram. As Nayana said the completion of this magnum opus, only 20 days, that is he had to vow to compose the 1000 slokas of Uma Sahasram in just 20 days. A number of miracles happened during these 20 days, which are recorded in his life history. Such miracles continue even now. Here we record one such a divine miracle. In June 2019, a team of devotees of Bhagavan, including a few relatives of Nayana from Hyderabad, came to Sri Ramanashramam and chanted the entire Uma Sahasram. Soon after, the recording of Uma Sahasram started in right earnest. The first 300 slokas of Uma Sahasram was recorded in Chennai Recording Studio and was released during the Navaratri in 2019 on Saraswati Puja Day. Next 400 slokas was planned to release during December 2019. But on a Tuesday, when looked at the calendar, it was found that the 26th November 2019 also falls on a Tuesday, coinciding the day and date when Nayana started the composition of Uma Sahasram on 26th November in the year 1907. So, the next 400 slokas, recording and release of the same, got naturally arranged for the Tuesday on 26th November 2019, which shows the grace of the goddess Uma for this huge and holy project. Now, let us listen to the titles of these slokas and the relevant meters before proceeding to hear the slokas. A small extract from the book Reminiscences of Kunjaswami. Everyone addressed Kavyaganta as Nayana, an endearing term for father in Telugu. He and his wife Visalakshi Ammal, while residing in the mango tree cave on the hill, used to come every evening to Skandasram for darshan of Bhagavan. Nayana used to read out his compositions, Uma Sahasram, and a few other works, explain their meaning to the devotees there, sit in meditation, then have dinner, after which the couple would return to their cave. On the return trip in the dark of the night, I would escort them back with the lantern and then return to the ashram. Nayana had unshakable faith in the power of mantra japa and in the power of tapas, penance. Anything on earth could be accomplished through these means, he believed. Every day he recited the Lalita Sahasranamam several times a day. Further, he would all the time keep tracing with his finger the sacred five syllables Namashivaya. After completing his recital of Lalita Sahasranamam, he would sometimes come out and stand in the open. Irrespective of the time of year, a few raindrops would splatter on his body. He would joyfully declare that they were the prasad sent by goddess Lalita herself. Surprisingly, not a single drop would fall on those standing around him. Such were the yogic powers that he had attained. Once, while he was in the mango tree cave, the power of Kundalini rose in him, creating an intoxication and a burning sensation in his head. The benign touch of Bhagavan alone could relieve him, he was sure. Ordinarily, Bhagavan did not go anywhere except for his circuit, Pradakshinas of the hill. Nayana was in luck that day, as Bhagavan was going Giri Pradakshina along with his devotees. Learning of this, his wife and his son Mahadevan stood in front of the three-step way leading to Skandashram. Their intention was to intercede Bhagavan on his way back from Pradakshina and entreat him to visit their cave home. Their plan succeeded. Bhagavan went and sat beside Nayana. Nayana asked us to place our hands on his head to see for ourselves. We could feel an intense heat emanating from the top of his head, Sahasrara. After seeking Bhagavan's blessings, Nayana took hold of Bhagavan's hand and placed Bhagavan's palm on his head. Bhagavan remained quiet for a while. Then Bhagavan said, "It will be all right," and left. Nayana was at once relieved of his agony. On our way back to Skandashram, Bhagavan said to me, "Nayana reported to someone, but to whom could I tell?" Immediately, a devotee asked, "Did Bhagavan too have a similar experience? Is that what you mean when you wrote, 'Nin yeri yerithane neerakkidum mun, nin arul malai poli Arunachala, rain thy grace on me before thy fire of knowledge burns me to ashes, O Arunachala?" Akshara Madamale, verse number 55. With a smile, Bhagavan said, in agreement.
Katakshah upajati vrittam Kali Gauri Kundalini cha upagiti vrittam Shaktehe swagatam swagata vrittam Adhyatmam shakti vaibhavam Kumara Lalita vrittam Madakari shaktihi Champakamala vrittam Rupa visheshah Kundalini samullasascha Praharshini vrittam Dhyeya Lalita Rupam Pramanika Vrittam Sarvasaramayi Manibhanda Vrittam Ardhanarishwaraha Anushtub Vrittam Harakutumbakam Viyogini Vrittam Prakirnakam Naramanorama Vrittam Prakirnakam Supratishta Vrittam Kshetramala Indraja Vrittam Apita Kuchamba Dodhaka Vrittam Prachanda Chandi Shikarini Vrittam Renukadi Varnanam Vasanta Tilaka Vrittam.